Now, birds in Chernobyl seem to have learnt how to avoid radioactive nests. Anders Moller from the Marie Curie University in Paris and Tim Mosso from South Carolina have been studying the birds around Chernobyl. Now, the radiation, Chernobyl's really radioactive ever since the nuclear reactor there blew up in about 1986, I think. But the radiation in the forest nearby, in the Red Forest, is very patchy. Some areas are really radioactive and other areas are almost much more normal. So what they did was they put up loads of nest boxes all over the place, but they're ideal for great tits or pied flycatchers. And they've looked at which of these have been used by the birds. Now, both birds, but particularly the pied flycatcher, seem to avoid the radioactive areas. In fact, the pied flycatcher only seemed to nest in the really, really kind of quiet radioactively areas, not at all contaminated areas.
Is it that, or is it just that the birds that did nest there died?
I don't know. Well, I guess they found the sort of dead birds in the and the remains of their nests. They didn't find any nests in the normal ones. Although they have no idea how on earth the birds are detecting it, because like you don't really have a sense of radiation.
Well, perhaps it's a food thing that we know these birds have to eat. They have to eat certain things in the environment, and if the environment has been changed by the radioactivity, perhaps their natural food is no longer there in enough abundance, so the birds naturally avoid it because there's nothing to eat.
It could be something to do that. Maybe if animals have got ways of working out where the radioactive stuff in there is, could be quite some of the reason why the area around Chernobyl is actually doing, the wildlife is doing really, really well, because it seems that loads of radioactivity is less bad for wildlife than farming.
Well, this is absolutely true, but then, a major problem is that the radioactivity could genetically harm some of these plants, and we know that there are trees with pretty big leaves and things down there, aren't there? There's some pretty weird species have originated because the radioactivity has mutated some of these organisms. So although you're getting a large species diversity, what are the actual consequences for it genetically speaking? Are these animals normal? Do they have a normal lifespan? That kind of thing. Does anyone know?
There has been studies into it, but I haven't looked into it recently.
I think there are some humans living there, and they haven't died of cancer yet, but I think if you look at areas where people have been exposed to long-term, very, very radioactively contaminated areas, then there's a big increase in cancer risk and other disorders.